Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
We're returning to the US now, where events have been moving very quickly all day. There have been calls from many Democrat members of Congress for President Trump to be impeached in the days ahead. But what's getting more attention now are the calls from within the Republican Party itself for just that to happen. Since we've been on air, prominent Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger has backed that suggestion, and we're going to speak now to one of his colleagues, Ohio Congressman Dave Joyce. And thank you very much, Congressman Joyce, for joining us this evening. I know you were inside your Washington DC office when the Capitol building was breached yesterday. So what was yesterday like from the perspective of someone who works on Capitol Hill?
It was truly a sad day for the democracy as a whole. The fact that, you know, we're all for the peaceful, democratic First Amendment right process of coming up and standing up on behalf and addressing our government. But that's not what occurred, unfortunately. You had people intent on breaking the lines and getting inside the Capitol and causing destruction. And that was completely unnecessary, and it's unlawful, and the people should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
We spoke earlier on the program to Mick Mulvaney, who is President Trump's obviously former chief of staff,
and
he said he felt a sense of shame, embarrassment and anger at what happened yesterday, and that it amounted to an attempted coup. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I certainly felt that that's what it appeared to be. They thought that somehow going up there and the actions that they were taking, that they were going to change the course of what would normally be a historical but easy function of counting the electoral votes as they were submitted by the states. And they were belabored the false assumption that they're tying up the government or they're breaking in, they were going to change all this, and it just wasn't going to happen. I mean, it's a pretty routine process that has occurred year after year, president after president, and the fact that I was in the room in 17 and in 13 when this occurred, and I remember, the process moving fairly quickly and smoothly, and there's never going to be any change for that. The beauty of America is the peaceful transition of power.
Mm. Do you accept that they may have been encouraged in what you call that false assumption that they were going to change the outcome of the election by the president himself?
And some of his followers. I mean, certainly there's some of these senators who were as busy as they were making claims that they were going to stop the steal, if you will, that they were also fundraising off it. And that's abhorrent. I mean, I can't believe that somebody would dip to those low levels in doing this and trying to get these people who truly believed in President Trump in his cause shelling out their hard-earned dollars to give to them like they were going to somehow change the outcome. Mm-hmm. It was a lie, and it was a lie from the get-go. The president and some of his followers helped facilitate that.
Yes, it was a lie from the very top, and I know that you voted for President Trump in 2016 and again back in November. Do you regret voting for him now?
No, I think his policies are good. I just think the actions that he's taken, and certainly as of yesterday, were not in the best interests of this country, and it certainly weren't his best interest. He got a lot accomplished in 4 years. The unfortunate part about it is the personality and the self-destructive behavior takes away from all those accomplishments that he had.
Mm. And can you separate the two?
I had to. I look forward to the things that we were getting accomplished for folks. I mean, before the pandemic, obviously, we were at historic low unemployment. And the country was humming along. The jobs were great. And meaningful to folks, and people were able to do more than they ever had before. The tax base was good. The peace process was going well. Everything was working fine.
So was it a question then of voting for the things that you liked and turning a blind eye to the things that you didn't, like his stoking of racism, his division of the country, his attacks on the media?
His attacks on the media have gone on. And I think that was part of his shtick, if you will, with his following. But, the truth of the matter was the policies that were put in place were allowed America to really open up, and the jobs were being created, and things were going well. You just had to separate the rhetoric from the policy.
But the rhetoric caused problems, hasn't it? It's caused huge problems in American society.
It has caused problems. And I'm one who came here crazily enough years ago, hoping that we could work in a bipartisan, bicameral manner. And I always look forward to finding that. But our division has gotten so strong here that I'm really hoping that, if nothing else, this works as a springboard with the new President Biden, fine Irish lad, if I will, who will be able to help us get back to that point where we used to work together.
So was it worth it, Dave, do you think, for all the things that you liked that President Trump did in terms of policy, for what he has done or what has happened under his watch and has happened partly, at least, due to his rhetoric and his words?
Well, look, I, you know, when I first got here, I didn't vote for President Obama, but I wished him well, and I worked hard for him, because if the president does well, the country does well. And certainly with President Trump, he won out of 17 different people on the Republican side. He managed to pull it out, get all the way through, and then he beat Hillary Clinton. So he became our president, and I wished him well then. And I hope his policies made sense. The taxes, lowering the taxes, the other things he did made sense.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the invective that he's continued to push in about the media and dividing our country, just, and maybe in the end it wasn't worth it. I mean, history will be able to decide that.
Mm. Well, people can decide that now. I don't think you have to wait any length of time, really, do you? You mentioned that it was his actions yesterday, really, that was too much. It was a step too far for you. I'm sure you've seen the statement from Barack Obama, the former president, saying that for 2 months now, a political party and its accompanying media ecosystem has too often been unwilling to tell their followers the truth, that this was not a particularly close election, and that President-elect Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th. Does the responsibility for yesterday's actions lie at the feet of President Trump, but also the feet of every one person within the Republican Party who didn't stand up and say what he was saying in relation to this election being stolen, that was a lie?
Well, you know, certainly as a former prosecutor, I appreciate the fact that the president had a legal team that went out there and was looking at what they viewed as fraudulent activity. I remember back to Bush v. Gore, but Bush v. Gore was a very, having worked on the Bush campaign, was a very strong legal response. And they had Ted Olson, who was a superior lawyer, and they focused in hundreds of lawyers and targeted on and won two Florida Supreme Court cases and two United States Supreme Court cases.
They're not comparable, though, are they? Like, really?
No, there was no comparison. I mean, the fact that his legal team committed legal malpractice doesn't necessarily infer that we were supposed to change the outcome of an election. He had his opportunity to have his day in court. I've said all along that Joe Biden had won through the Electoral College. He won the necessary votes. Mm-hmm. Certainly 60 courts and 60 jurisdictions found zip evidence that there was any type of fraudulent or problems that were going to change the course of this election.
Okay, can I just ask you very briefly, Dave, if you don't mind, would you agree with that call from your fellow Congressman Adam Kinzinger that President Trump should be impeached?
He has issues, and there's 13 days left, and one would hope that we could, you know, our country suffered enough. Let's just get through this next 13 days, get President Biden in here, and let's start to heal.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Ohio Congressman Dave Joyce.